boss, you feel like that was just a reward for a lot of effort over probably the past 6 or 8 weeks?
Yeah, well, I think it's been clearly articulated that for a number of weeks we've been in front in last quarters, probably about 7 games or 8 games, something like that, and not got over the line, but they were great experiences for a very young group. But I think what today does, it just gives, you know, the 87 Premiership team that were here, our members, our club, our players, just a little bit of emotional nourishment that they deserve for their efforts over the course of the year. So that's the biggest takeaway, some emotional nourishment and some feel good and reward for effort.
Did you see more composure late in the game, Brendan, than some of the past ones?
Yeah, I thought they closed the game out really well. You know, Hawthorn were pressing heavily and we turned that ball over across half-back and held onto the ball. That's good maturity for a young group. And, you know, we still had half a dozen first and second-year players out there, which shows that, you know, those past losses, although tight, they're learning from. And that's been our message all year. You've got to be in it to learn what to do.
Do you think it justifies that you've improved this year? Some people have questioned maybe just looking at wins and losses.
Yeah, well, we've been really transparent. And I think 2 years ago, Hawthorn won by about 138 points against Carlton. Last year, 19 points. And this year, we win by 7. It's been 12 years since Carlton have knocked Hawthorn over. So it shows that we're headed in the right direction. We've got a lot of work to do still. We're 2 years in, but we're making decisions really, really clearly. I know Neil Craig articulated it during the week, that we make decisions not about where we want to finish in terms of the bottom of the ladder, but decisions that are for the long term in the future, because that's why we keep putting Zach Fisher out there. That's why Sam Petrescu-Seaton starts in the middle. It's why Charlie Curnow is playing centre half forward in his second year, because all those decisions are about the long term.
Jared Pickett's performance tonight, Brendan, imagine for him that's a real step forward.
Yeah, the last few weeks there's been glimpses in his game that just excite because he's electrifyingly quick. This year's been real good learning for him about what does it take to be a professional footballer, and his body's now in a space where he can hold up at AFL level. It's got to go to another level, but some of his pace is exciting.
So what's it been for him to, I suppose, he obviously had talent pick four in 2014, what's it taken for him to, I suppose, you know, make that transition
right
now to say he can deliver at AFL level?
I think it sounds quite simple, but sometimes guys just mature at different rates. Some do it in their first year and got a mature head. Some take 2 or 3 years. He's been asking a lot of questions. He's worked really hard with our high-performance staff, including Andrew Walker and Joel Hocking, just about how to manage his body. It's just taken into his third year in the system just to start to understand it. He's still got a long way to go. Pre-season's pretty important for Jared.
Lamb on Sicily, you'd be pretty happy with the way that turned out?
Yeah, it was a good result. Very disciplined role, and you've got to sacrifice sometimes when you play that negating forward role. And you've got to have real discipline. And I thought he played a disciplined role.
A little bit of niggle as well. I mean, you know Sicily well. Was that part of the plan?
No, it's just a negating role. You know, you got to go and play tight. You've got to be on the edge. That's the mindset required. I thought Lammy did that quite well.
I mean, a guy like him's playing for his career, it doesn't do his chances any harm.
No, it doesn't. And he's been really disciplined for not just this week, a number of weeks around his role, and he needs to be. He needs to be.
Dale Thomas is showing a bit of youth, or late youth, I think almost at the roof with one of his marking attempts late in the piece.
He'd like that description.
He seems to finish the season really strongly. I imagine, you know, at the other end, nice to have a veteran playing some good form.
Yeah, I've said this for a number of weeks, even early in the year, that what people need to really appreciate in and around a young group, Daisy's been investing in understanding structures, running patterns. It's really complex now to play AFL and takes time. You don't just chase the ball around, and he's been really good in terms of that in and around our footy club.
The scenes in the rooms, I suppose, indicate how much the win meant to the club. Guys are reminded of people who discount late season wins that they still mean a hell of a lot to a young group.
Yeah, it would have been easy when we were in those games up to our teeth and right in the last quarter and not get a result for this group to drop their head, because there's no finals there to play for. But I think you can see every week people were waiting for us to drop our head. We've had a real go. There's only been a couple of games we've been knocked over by a significant margin, big margins I'm talking, and that shows good character. But the other thing it also shows is the leadership. You know, Sam Doherty, Mark Murphy, Gibbs, Simpson, Cripper, even though he's injured, they're driving strong messages through our group, because the mindset can fall away when there's no finals there. But we're about building our reputation and showing young guys what the right habits are.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.